But first today, should the backflip, the handstand, the cartwheel, should it be banned in primary schools? 9221882. Because an Adelaide primary school ordered students not to partake in these three rite of passages, really, aren't they, for children, over what they claim were safety reasons. But fast forward to Tuesday, the school performed its own backflip, saying only backflips with no hands involved have been banned. But did the school make the right call in the first place to ban the backflip, to ban the handstand, to ban the cartwheel? Or shouldn't children perform the flips, handstands and cartwheels? Or should we just let children be children? 9221882. I have no doubt here that the school probably thought it was trying to mitigate against the risk of gymnastic disciplines and injuries. But thankfully, common sense has prevailed in this circumstance and parent power has forced the school to back down. But let's bring in Jamie Jones, who is the founder of The Kids Coach. Jamie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie. How are you?
I'm good, Jamie. I don't want to be completely cynical from the outset in regards to this Adelaide primary school because they probably had the best intentions at heart thinking about trying to mitigate between their occupational health and social responsibilities versus the injuries the kids might sustain. But come on, you've got to allow children to be able to do backflips and cartwheels and handstands.
Well, definitely cartwheels and handstands. I mean, they're supported. If they're going to fall, it's more likely that nothing significant is going to happen. But I feel as though the school has been a little bit more proactive because the principal actually said there's an increased number of students wanting to try backflips. Mm. Now, I see that as a positive, but as we know with, you know, our physical competency scores at the moment in schools and obesity and overweight ratios, more than likely that a lot of these kids are not going to be able to do them safely. So my view is, why not get a professional in to teach these kids who want to learn how to do backflips all the little steps to be able to do it?
Yeah, that's a really good point because we hear this term, helicopter parenting, and I'm sure that you encounter this on a daily basis, Jamie, of mum and dad being a little scared that little Johnny or little Sophie is going to be injured in what they're going to do, and you can't cotton wool them forever.
Definitely not. And then the odds of something, like let's talk about broken necks and stuff that are really life-changing, are quite minimal, but you know, these kids need to be taught, have a go, have a crack, see what happens. Hey, but if you actually want to know how to do it correctly and the progressions and why these athletes make it look easy, yeah, I can show you how.
Sure. You don't just jump into something and give it a go first up. As you say, there's little steps, there's little tips, there's a bit of advice that you can get. That's why we have coaches. That's why we have people to teach us how to do, whether it be backflips, handstands, cartwheels, whether it be playing cricket or netball. That's why we have coaches to teach us the skills and the competencies we need to be able to perform.
100%. And you can imagine, you know, being in the schoolyard, the kid sees the teacher come along and say, look, stop doing that, rah, rah. But if they had an ex-gymnast or a professional come in, do a couple of flips in front of the kids and they go, oh, this guy's cool, this girl really knows what they're doing, I'm going to listen to them because they're the cool ones that can do it. You know, it's just that instant, wow, this is awesome, they're cool. But the teacher that they see every day, like, oh, miss, come on, I'm just doing such and such. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I know exactly what you're saying, Jamie. And when you mentioned there as well the issues we have around particularly childhood obesity and children being overweight, you don't want to be discouraging them from having fun and, as you say, having a go, having a crack.
Absolutely. And with this school in particular, they're noticing the numbers of students wanting to do them. Like, that's a great sign. They might not have the competency to be able to, but they want to. So let's go teach them. Let's get them moving, get them rolling. Now, there's back rolls you can do with your head and hands on the ground that are completely safe for juniors. Now, get that vestibular training, which is also very important when flipping and getting upside down, which kids need. But there's just other scaled and easier versions to do it for them.
Yeah, there is. And there's also, Jamie, I mean, nobody wants to break an arm or an elbow, but sometimes as well, it's more or less a part and parcel of growing up. Sometimes if you fall off the monkey bars or if you've done the wrong sort of cartwheel.
Absolutely. I said, well, do you want to get better at it? Well, go try, or, you know, sit down and have a little cry about it. You know, there's your options.
Yeah, indeed it is. Jamie Jones, founder of The Kids Coach. Thank you so much.